Welcome back to the Lion's Den. Today we speak to Harry Huion from Fitzwilliam College, who just made his first class cricket debut for Kent. Joining me now is Harry Huion, who is going into his second year of Landec at Fitz. And the reason why we're chatting to Harry today is because a couple of weeks ago, he made his first class cricket debut for Kent County Cricket Club. And for those of you who are not cricket fans, first class cricket is essentially the level below international cricket. So this is quite a big deal for Harry. And it's been a while since a current Cambridge student has played at that level. I know the varsity match used to have first class status, but in terms of playing county cricket, it's definitely been a while since we've had someone who is a current student playing that level. Harry is here. Harry, how are you doing?
Yeah, doing well, thank you. It was a strange few days for the first class debut. Got a call at about 10 the night before from the manager, just being like, look, we found out we got a COVID case in the team. Do you want to come along and play? And of course I was like, yes. So not every day you get asked to play a game of pro cricket. So yeah, sort of made my way down, and yeah, it was a crazy few days.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I know you well. And I know you're a very humble man. So you're going to play the card that it was only because of a COVID outbreak that you got anywhere near the side or something like that. I think you're probably being a bit harsh on yourself. So you mentioned that you were quite surprised at the call up. I know that there was, like you said, a big outbreak at Kent and they had to lose quite a few people. But how many people needed to be lost for you? Because you kept wicket, so they needed a wicket keeper. So how many wicket keepers were down that meant that you were next in line to get a gig?
So you got Sam Billings, who's playing in the hundreds. Obviously, he wasn't around. And then two other keepers who are in the Kent squad. I was sort of the next in line. But yeah, so it was great to get that sort of vote of confidence from Kent, if nothing else. But like you said, although there was the COVID, like I was still someone that they had on their list of names they wanted to play. So that, yeah, it was still great to sort of get that from them. But actually, funny enough, another keeper played in the subsequent games where the players were still isolating. Because there was a moment when we were playing in the four-day game where we thought that I might be playing at Lords on the Friday in front of sort of a packed house, because we realised the pros were still going to have to be isolating. But by that time, they'd managed to find some better players than me. I was released from my contract. My 10-day contract to free up space.
Okay, so you got an actual contract, because my next question let's take a step back because you say difference. You said the word pros there a few times. You obviously not a full time contract at Kent, but you've done enough in the system. And I suppose we'll get onto that in a minute. But how did it work? Like you said, you got a 10-day contract, and basically you got as much cricket as you could within those 10 days.
So yeah, I basically, to play in a first class game or to play for Kent, you have to be a pro. And so they have to pay you for it. That's the sort of the rules they have. They sort of rushed me down. I signed a 10-day contract. So yeah, I was a pro cricketer for 10 days. So now I can sort of put ex-pro cricketer in my Instagram bio or something like that. But it's all a bit crazy.
What was the paycheck, can I ask? You don't need to give me a number, but were you happy with it?
I was very happy, considering I'd have very happily played the first class game for no pay. Having some cash in the pocket didn't do me any harm. So yeah,
very nice, especially for a student. Yeah. So the game was against Sussex. We probably should have said that at the beginning. Apologies to people listening for the confusion. So you played a four-day game against Sussex. What was it like? I mean, I know quite a lot of the Kent squad was out of action, so maybe some of the bigger names like Joe Denley, Sam Billings, etc., might not have been playing. But in terms of the opposition, there were some big names there. Like, I'm looking at your scorecard here, and Ollie Robinson got you out in the first innings. I know, well, Ollie Robinson might be a bit of a controversial figure, but still, he's a test cricketer, so it must be quite cool playing against someone like that.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking there are probably worse bowlers to get out to than Ollie Robinson. And then batting in the second innings, you know, there are worse people to be getting chat from than Travis Head, who's, you know, playing in the last Ashes. So yeah, I was sort of able to live with not getting loads of runs, considering it was against some pretty handy players. But it was actually quite nice that the Kent team, you know, wasn't stacked with loads of big names. It felt more like a second 11 team, which I'd sort of played in a few years before. So it actually still had a slightly more relaxed feel. And the coach was very sort of kind, being like, look, thanks for coming along. Just sort of do your best, no pressure. They sort of created an environment where I could just sort of get stuck in and have a good time, basically. Although obviously you're going to put some pressure. You don't want to drop Travis Head, because fast bowlers will get angry. But luckily it went okay.
What sort of chat was Travis Head giving you?
Oh, everything. It really got to me as well. Give me a chat about my shoes, my chest guard, my bats. Yeah, I was like, fair enough. I was like, you're so much better than me at cricket. I don't know why you need to do this. Yeah. But I was like, fair enough.
That's pretty insight into the Aussie mentality, maybe.
Yeah.
They have a reputation for you know, once you cross the white line, etc.
Exactly.
God, that's really, really fascinating. So you mentioned kind of second 11 stuff there. Let's take a step back from that, because obviously Kent just haven't called you up out of nowhere. They know who you are. You've been in their system. Tell us a little bit about your cricket playing, because you're still quite young. How old are you? 19?
19, yeah.
19. So you've spent, I'm imagining, you've spent quite a few of your teenage years within the Kent underage groups and some second 11 stuff. So why don't you take us through that progression and when you first started getting involved with Kent?
Yeah, so I mean, been playing Kent stuff since I was 10, playing in the under 11s. So yeah, sort of went all the way up through the age groups. And then aside from the Kent stuff, I got opportunities at under 15 to play at the Bunbury Festival. So that was representing like London, East England, and then South England after that. So I got a sort of few chances to sort of compete against other good players around the country. But yeah, been with Kent all the way through the age groups. And then maybe when I was 17, I got a few chances to play second 11 cricket. And the second 11 games would sort of consist of a few pros, who can't quite make it into the first team, a few people who are trialing, looking to get in the side, and then a few young'uns like myself. And I had a bit of success in that. I hit a 50 in one of those games. And then, yeah, I sort of didn't hear loads from Kent when I went off to uni. And I sort of had a good season up at Cambridge, but I didn't set the world alight by any means. And then I just messaged Kent sort of when I got back, saying, this is when I'm around for second 11 games in the summer. And this is my availability. And I wonder if that sort of just jogged their memory and reminded them that I existed. And then I got the call the next week for the pro game. I don't know. But yeah, I've certainly been around the setup for a few years, but I was surprised to get the call up, to say the least.
This is where I think my earlier point about your modesty is quite relevant. You said you didn't set the world alight for Cambridge. I played with you a little bit this year. I'm pretty sure. Were you not the leading run scorer in the club?
Yeah, I think so this year.
Yeah, okay. So you did well.
Sure, I couldn't get any at varsity though.
Well, I mean, thinking about it, you played a game against Essex second 11 and you got a 70 not out or something, was it, in that game?
That was a 50 in that one, yeah.
Oh, sorry, forgive me.
Aaron's the one to speak about that. Anyway, yeah, I've had a good season. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they were scorecard watching? Because surely that was innings like that Essex one to get noticed.
I think so, yeah. The sort of playing against the second 11s and having a look around at the Bucks games as well, where most of the sides we play will have a couple of pros, you know, and I think I've averaged 40-odd in the Bucks stuff, and I think they'll notice that and be like, look, he's still playing, doing well at a decent standard. So I think counties probably would keep an eye on that kind of thing. And I was, our coach, Paul Hutchison, was, I know, chatting to the Kent coach, the Kent Academy coach as well, a little bit about me. So I think hopefully that sort of works in my favour as well, that connection there.
Sounds like it might have done. You said you sent them a text asking, giving your availability for second 11 cricket. Do you have aspirations to play more second 11 stuff this summer?
Yeah, so I think my attitude always with the Kent stuff is sort of take every opportunity I get, basically. Let them know when I'm around, and always if they ask me for a game, I'll get stuck in. It's just an opportunity for me to perform, really. And, you know, if it goes well, then maybe I'll get more chances. And if it doesn't, at least I sort of gave it a go. So I think, yeah, while I've still got time and I'm young, I think it's just keep working hard, getting stuck in, and hopefully get those performances that get noticed.
Varsity was about a month ago now, so the uni season has been more, give or take, a month finished. What about club cricket? Have you been playing much in the meantime?
Yeah, so I've been playing Kent Premier League stuff for Seven Oaks Vine. Not been getting bucket loads of runs. It's quite a different challenge, actually. You sort of playing Bucks cricket against these young pros is challenging, but also playing against like much older bowlers who've done it all before, like they just have that experience, which is also quite tricky. So yeah, I haven't had a great league season so far, but still got quite a few Saturdays left this year. So hopefully I can contribute, because my club are in a decent position, sort of maybe looking towards winning the title.
Do you have aspirations to do more pro stuff, or Are you confident that you can get to that level again, having had a taste?
I don't know. I think when I sort of went off to uni, I was like, right, I'm just going to really try and enjoy my uni cricket, work hard. I think for me, like I was saying, it's just keep working hard at my game and try not to have any regrets and see where that takes me. So I think, and playing that level of pro cricket, I didn't feel miles out of my depth, which I suppose is comforting. Obviously, I'd look around and be like, yes, you are definitely better than me. But I felt, maybe if I keep sort of working hard and get a few good scores under my belt, it could be something that I keep aspiring to.
So if this time next summer and you've just, you're going into your final year of Landec, mm-hmm. and you get a few Kent call-ups, would you be in a difficult position in terms of making a decision about what to do after uni? Or is it a case of if you get an opportunity to play pro cricket, you're taking it?
Yeah, I think it's very fortunate in my position at Cambridge, and that I'll keep working hard on my degree, hopefully come out of my 3 years with, some good qualifications. And that means that I can keep giving cricket a go, really, because I've got a pretty, pretty strong fullback option with a degree from Cambridge. I think, with the cricket, just keep taking it as it comes, and keep getting stuck in, really, and taking those opportunities when they do arise.
I'm really interested that you said you didn't actually feel too much out of your depth. I mean, you made the joke about scoring runs, but you're a wicketkeeper batting seven. Your prime job there is dismissals, and you had three in the first innings. So that must have been quite a nerve settler, I suppose. To take those schnicks behind early doors.
Yeah. The thing with me with batting is quite a personal thing. If you do well, it's great. If you don't, sort of, it's a personal thing. Whereas with keeping, if you're dropping catches, you're letting down the bowlers, you're letting down the team. So I was very nervous, and I'm very sort of happy that those catches managed to stick, because fast bowlers can get pretty angry sometimes. So it was nice. Yeah, it was nice that I was able to contribute in that way. And I felt like the keeping went well. Lucky that we didn't bowl too many overs of spin, because I think that's the real difference. Keeping against really good spinners is tricky. But actually keeping against the fast bowlers in a high level of cricket is not much more tricky, I wouldn't say, because they're very accurate, so a lot of the time you don't actually have to move, they're not too unpredictable, but please, those catches stuck.
That was actually going to be my next question, was the step up in pace in terms of keeping to bowlers who can bowl 80 miles an hour more consistently than they would in uni cricket. But it sounds like you dealt with that reasonably comfortably, which I suppose is a good sign. And that kind of ties into a wider question about, there's a discussion going on at the minute about what to do with university cricket now that MCC funding has pulled out and that type of thing, and people don't necessarily think university cricket is the stepping stone that it once was in terms of getting an opportunity to go on and play pro cricket. How much do you think that your sole season so far in university cricket has kept you sharp enough to play maybe not necessarily first 11 cricket, because that was an unusual opportunity, but at least definitely second 11?
Yeah, I think definitely the Bucks cricket is still a very, playing against the likes of Loughborough and Durham and Leeds as we did this year, you're coming up against a lot of people in that 11 are either pro cricketers now or have aspirations of playing pro cricket. So I think that's still a very good place where you can work on your game and hopefully be recognised by counties if you are performing at that level. And I think you do still see pro cricketers going on that route. Michael Aston's sons are up at Leeds, getting his degree while still on Middlesex's books. I think he's got a 3-year deal there. So I think, it shows it can still be done. It's a shame that there's not the funding and the unis can't quite support the players as well as they might have done previously. I think that standard is still definitely there. The point about the quicker bowlers, I think I was quite lucky that Kent didn't have anyone too rapid, because I think the real jump is for keeping when you have to start taking a lot more things reverse hands. That's when it becomes a lot more tricky. And so I was a bit fortunate that we didn't really have anyone who pushed it through much more than 80. So, it wasn't too much of a step than keeping at club or at uni.
Was it a fast pitch?
Yeah, the pitch is nice. That is the nice thing. I didn't bat too long on it to sort of have a look, but it is, that is the really nice thing. And that's, interestingly, a lot of pro cricketers struggle when they come back and play club cricket. And I think the pitch is one of the reasons why they find it a bit harder. You know, they're just not playing on such well-prepared wickets. But yeah, it was nice. But you can just completely trust the bounce. But I'd say, you know, Fenners has been pretty good this year, and other uni grounds we've played at have all been quite good as well. But yeah, the pitch was, it is nice just being able to properly trust it and sort of put your hands through.
Thank you for listening to The Lion's Den. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow The Bluebird on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram to keep up to date with the world of Cambridge sport.